So many of us say that we want to change, that we want to be different. But if that were truly true, it wouldn't be as much of a process as we pretend it is. We like to procrastinate using process. Let me do this first, or let me get this in order first, then I'll start on this project of me changing. You know, whatever it is that you know that you should change about yourself for improvement. But there's always an excuse as to why that improvement is in the future. And what I mean by this is, let's say that you're going through an addiction right now and you want to stop. You're at the stage where you know you want to stop, but you keep going back to it. It doesn't matter what it is, sex, money, drugs, porn, food, anything that you have recognized has gotten out of hand or has become detrimental or for whatever reason. Nobody has to make you do those things. You don't even have to force yourself to do them. Whatever you think you're getting, the feeling, the experience, the taste of the food, the experience that the drugs give, whatever attitude that you have, let's say you want to change your anger, but the feeling you get, maybe it's a feeling of power or a feeling of control whenever you explode on somebody. Whatever you're getting is in your mind, is good enough and great enough for you to keep doing it. It's a motivator. It's enough. Whatever that effect is, it's enough for you. That's why you keep going back, despite the negative effects that it has that you've recognized, which is causing you to want to let it go. But the effect of what you're getting is enough to keep you coming back. The question becomes, why are you not enough? You say you want to stop doing this, but then you keep doing it. You keep disrespecting yourself. You keep ignoring yourself. You keep choosing the thing over you. If you know that you want to stop doing something, or let's say you want to do something, and you know that there are other activities stopping you from doing it, why is whatever those activities are doing to you greater than your will to choose yourself? For if they weren't, you probably wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. But it's good that you are, to recognize this, that you are choosing things over yourself. So like, let's say you have an intention or a goal. If you truly decided that you wanted that thing, there is literally nothing that can stop you. The same way nothing could stop you. If you are a recovering addict, for example, or currently involved with drugs or food, you know that when it's time for you to get another hit or another anything, again, put whatever it is for you, you're going to find a way. You're going to scrape the pennies together. You're going to call who you're going to finally break down and call whoever you're going to call. You're going to walk that walk. I remember one time I was just the little gummies, the CBD THC gummies from the smoke shops. I had been feeling like I wanted to stop, but every time it would get quiet, that's what I wanted. And I would always convince myself, all right, I'll start tomorrow. Or I always convince myself, well, I'm not doing anything today, so let me just take some. Then I'd be drowsy, sleepy, get nothing done for the day. I would do what I wanted to do, all right? Lounge around. But I felt like I wanted to do other things. But I would always say tomorrow. There was a time that it was literally a snowstorm outside. It wasn't actively snowing, but I'm talking about ground completely frozen, ice, snow. And what did I do? I got out there and I walked from my apartment all the way to downtown where I lived, battling the element, slipping and sliding, had no business out there. Determination. Wasn't thinking nothing of it though. But imagine if what I needed to go out there and do was something that I wanted to do but was afraid of. Like quitting, for example, like not taking it anymore. Do you think I would have trekked through the snow? Probably not, but why? At that time, probably not, but why? Going to get the gummy and the experience that it was going to give me laying around high was greater. It was enough. I claimed that I wanted to change. I kept saying and sighing and beating myself up. But there I go, acting like I'm on man versus wild, trekking through the snow to get a gummy, because I couldn't drive, obviously. I didn't have to go get it, but I did. And it wasn't a big deal, because what I wanted, it wasn't like a, oh, dang it, I gotta go through the snow. It was a, we about to go get this gummy. So why could I have not used that same energy on something productive, just like you, potentially, like I am doing now? That same energy, it's the same energy, but you don't see the vision clearly yet. If you truly know in your heart that if you do that thing, that it is the thing that you love and that it will potentially bring you everything that you want. But because you're uncertain about it or you're not sure, you say you want it, but you're not moving until you make a true decision. And until you are truly willing, there will be no movement in your life. I would still be going out to get gummies right now because the option is always there. But I've decided to do something else. I don't actively count the days. It isn't a part of the life anymore. If you truly decided to be something, you're not going to be fighting temptation. Your little mind will try to trick you and say, yeah, but do you really think you can keep it up day after day? You have to think about which identity is asking that question. So like, for example, let's say you have no money and your intention and your belief is that you will be a MB or T and beyond, millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, beyond. But right now you're sitting at, you know, not that and very, very much below, let's say. When you start to think about things that you want to do, they're going to feel really big to your current self potentially. And your mind may try to say, you know, I don't know if I can sustain that. But to you, who is the millionaire or billionaire, it's not heavy. You have to think about it. It's not heavy. The $10,000 a month payment isn't heavy to you with $10 million in your bank account. To the person that has $0 in their bank account, which might be you right now, that idea hits your current system. And you may go into like a shock almost. The fear, the anxiety. Yeah, you want it. And I'm not, and again, I understand. You want it. You desire it. You're like, yeah, I want to be a millionaire. But when you actually start thinking about the activity or maybe the actions, you procrastinate. You become afraid or you do it, but you don't do it with the same intensity and love that you might do, for example, whatever the distraction in your life is. Because for most of us, especially if there's some real impact behind what you're going to do, there's going to be a distraction, right? And the distraction is not difficult because it's safe. It feels safe to your current system. So let's say sex. Let's say sex and porn, since it's, you know, common. If you're someone who know you should be doing something else right now, but you get overwhelmed, you stop, you're like, all right, let me get some energy, let me burn some energy off. And let's say you go out and that's what you do. That, and you probably notice how it comes up every single time you're about to either start what you want to do or you start getting into your first roadblock, you immediately revert back to what's safe, what's simple, and what's easy, and what's accessible. But again, that's accessible to you right now because you're still being that person. Certain thoughts and feelings are not accessible to you anymore when you have made the shift. If you truly want to make the shift. So for example, you go from the poverty to wealth. Just energetically, you should change completely. The billionaire you, if you were the third person and you were looking at the poor you and the billionaire you, the energy that sits in the pit of their stomach, you know that feeling like when you don't have enough and that feeling in the pit of your stomach comes of the stress or the anxiety or the powerlessness. Do you think that that exists in the pit of the stomach or in the heart of your billionaire self? No, it doesn't. So just like the distraction in your life right now, you have to ask yourself, is the thing I'm doing right now that I am doing instead of doing what I really want to do or what I believe I should be doing? Like, and when I say believe you should be doing, I mean from your own heart, not a societal standard or belief, but from you that you want to do actually. You're just procrastinating, you're just afraid, if you were to be honest with yourself. Is that distraction something that is in your life? And if it is, are you doing it in the same way? Or are you just running away from what you need to be doing? You have to fully commit to that which you want to be. And then obviously there's a time lag. So when old things pop up, the opportunities to do the old things pop up, choose to be you. Just choose again. Just choose again. Hit the same button. It seems hard at first, right? But once you break it down to doing the same thing, the same way you do your distraction or your addiction over and over, there was a first time. You know, there was a first time, and you probably still remember it. There was a first time you started, and then you just kept doing it. So you just literally move the goalpost, so to speak. You actually recognize that whatever feeling that you're getting from your distraction or your addiction is going to be literally equal to or greater. It's going to be just as equal or greater when you start doing your actual soul, identity, purpose, and activity. Literally, why would it not? Because it's you. It's your energy. You have it wrapped up in the wrong activity right now. But once you refocus and actually decide, that which was a distraction isn't even going to be a threat. I guarantee it, because you have such a clear vision. So for example, let's say right now you back to the poor and the wealth. You want to be wealthy. There are some activities I know that you can identify which are leaks in your life. But they're just leaks. They just cause you to not be on your A game. They cause you to not be, you know, just on point, whatever it is. So for a personal example, it was the gummies. It just, you know, I was in a very just relaxed state. There wasn't a lot of willpower there. I was getting stuff done, sure. But I wasn't really on 10. The intensity wasn't really there. I wasn't fully alive. you know, very lethargic, you know, just especially day after day after day after day. But once I fully decided I wanted to make a shift, fully decided that at the time it was a high income skill that I wanted to learn. Once I decided, okay, I actually want to like do this. And this, and I want to put my energy of happiness and joy and fulfillment with this. And I can see the vision of where this can take me. And I can see the vision of where the gummies take me. I see exactly where the gummies take me. The vision is very clear. The couch. The couch and the refrigerator. And Uber Eats and DoorDash. That's where those took me. That's where the gummies took me. Duh. I can have a clear vision of where those take me. But then you start to think, where can my actual heart-led passions take me? Who knows? And of course, the mind goes to nowhere or fearful ideas. But you know that when you close your eyes and you see yourself on stage, or you see yourself in that car, writing that book, doing that thing, why is that not enough? Why is fear allowed to stop you from doing that? But, like, you should start to question your fear. There's no fear when you're throwing your life away. But the minute you start to decide, okay, I want to do something not only different, but something I actually believe in, all of a sudden there's another energy or another voice. And it's enough to get you to stop, procrastinate, put it off. So you have to decide that you are the prize. You are enough to make a decision for. As long as that addiction, the feeling you get or the experience, as long as that distraction is seen as greater than you in your own reality, like an idol, like you worshiping it. Like really think about it. Like sit back and think about it. You acting like you can't live without it. Not only that, but it's paralyzing you from doing what you really need to do. Or if you are doing it, are you doing it at that level that you know you can do it at? So, think about it. And again, when you really want to do something, you know you can do it. You know you can do it. So, make the decision. Every single day that you wait, it's just another day that you delay, you know, potentially. You could have started on Monday, and who knows? A miracle could have been done and ready for you on Friday. But now you're waiting on Tuesday and it just got pushed to Saturday and it just keeps getting pushed and pushed back. But the time's not actually moving. It was still the same number of days. But because you never started, you being the cause, remember, you're cause. You are the cause. So the effect, whatever it is, the effect is waiting on you. So let's say again, Monday, you know, you're supposed to start and you don't know it. But on Friday, you know, it's going to happen, whatever that thing is. Or you're going to have, you know, some feedback or some kind of 3D response. But you say, no, I'm going to take the gummy today. I'll start tomorrow. Whatever. You come up with whatever excuse, whatever it is. You know what it is for you. You say, all right, I'll wait till Tuesday. Well, now the effect has been pushed back to Saturday because it moved with you. So you are your own breakthrough waiting to happen. So I'm willing you to break through. Let's go.